It was a momentous weekend in the Middle East. In Saudi Arabia today, the government announced it would hold trials for 11 princes accused of corruption. The arrests were part of an unprecedented crackdown and just one of many aggressive moves made by the young Saudi crown prince in the last few days. And that turmoil sent oil prices to a two-year high today. President Trump, traveling in Asia, took to Twitter moments ago, expressing great confidence in King Salman and the crown prince, saying they know exactly what they're doing. Here's special correspondent Nick Schifrin.
In the name of fighting corruption, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is stamping out opposition and cementing his rule. The 32-year-old ordered the arrests of more than a dozen, including Prince Awaleed bin Talal, a billionaire who has major investments in Citigroup, Twitter, and Apple, and Prince Mutaib bin Abdullah, the former National Guard chief and most obvious rival. It's not the first House of Saud shakeup, but it's the most rapid, and it centralizes Mohammed bin Salman's power over the military and security services that began earlier this year, when he replaced Mohammed bin Nayef, the former heir to the throne. State TV announced the arrests and accused the princes of embezzlement and stealing public money. That was a message to a Saudi population that's sick of ostentatious royal wealth and eager for reform. That reform is what Mohammed bin Salman is selling, as state-owned oil company Aramco plans to go public and diversify. Mohammed bin Salman, who's known as MBS, has vowed to modernize and fight extremism.